BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The US Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is facing further accusations of sexual assault. A woman who once appeared on his TV show The Apprentice said Mr. Trump had tried to force himself on her in 2007. Another said the billionaire had groped her in a New York club in the 1990s. Mr. Trump was holding a rally as the allegations emerged. He dismissed his accusers as horrible liars. The US authorities are banning Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphones from all flights. The Department of Transportation issued an emergency order because of safety fears following reports of the phones catching fire. Samsung has halted the production and sale of the handsets. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has said his wife belongs at home after she warned that she might not support him if he stood at the next election. Mr. Buhari said, with a smile, "I don't know which party my wife belongs to, but she belongs in my kitchen and my living room and the other room." Three men in the US state of Kansas have been charged with plotting to bomb an apartment complex mainly occupied by Somali immigrants. The acting US attorney for the district said the men belonged to a militia group and had been stockpiling bomb-making materials, which they planned to detonate the day after the presidential election next month. Mexico says it aims to extradite the drugs lord Joaquin Guzman to the United States early next year. Guzman has escaped from two Mexican high-security jails. The United States is ending restrictions on the amount of rum and cigars that American tourists can bring back from trips to Cuba. The current $100 limit is being scrapped. And an elephant sanctuary has opened in Brazil to provide a home for an estimated 50 circus animals from across Latin America. Two elephants arrived at the site in the western state of Mato Grosso this week. Both are over 40 years old and unable to perform. The land was bought by a US-based organisation to take animals in need of a home as zoos in Latin America close and more laws are passed prohibiting the use of animals in circuses. BBC News.